This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The medicine for inflation is harsh. The Federal Reserve's been raising interest rates, and that is slowing the U.S. economy. The Fed makes projections about just how much the economy might slow every time it raises rates. That includes where the unemployment rate might end up. Right now, it's at 3.7%. Mitchell Hartman has more on where it might go from here.
The Fed now predicts higher borrowing costs and slower economic growth will push unemployment up to 4.4% by next year. That would mean more than a million additional people out of work. Joe Bruzuelas is chief economist at consulting firm RSM.
Anytime the U.S. unemployment rate increases by over 0.5%, it's always fallen into recession within a year. The Fed understands the actual cost. And it's why they've very carefully chosen terms like pain.
If unemployment does start to rise, Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says workers will be in for a rude awakening. Federal programs that boosted benefits and eligibility during the pandemic have expired.
Unemployment benefits, on average, less than $400 a week. With food prices and rent so high, it's going to go a lot less far than during the pandemic.
And Stettner says due to cuts in state unemployment programs, fewer laid-off workers will be eligible for benefits. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.